around the world.
We are the best in all.
To the beach, y'all.
We're playing basketball.
Let's go. All around the world. Y'all know. This is so, so dead. To the beach, y'all.
Favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Come on.
I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on. I like slam dunk to take me to the hoop.
Yeah.
My favorite play is the alley oop. I like the pick and roll.
Go.
I like the give and go.
Go.
And it's basketball. Bow wow. Let's go. In my hands, ain't no telling what I'm gonna do with it.
Okay.
When I got possession, I'ma act a fool with it. I might cross you up and fake one way. Turn around and hit you with the MJ fadeaway.
Woo!
I'm throwing down passes like J-Kid, taking cats to the rack, and I'm dunking on them like C-Mac. When I'm in the plan, I play with that Alonzo style. I'm like Darius, cause I can
don't shoot. Don't too many
out.
Players get offers like me.
Uh-huh.
Back and forth, but likely shake the checks off your Nikes.
Okay.
They almost had me in a suit at the draft, cause it looked like a free throw, and I be shooting from half. The first step, like Iverson, blow past you. Usually nothing but net, but I could go blast too. When I'm in the paint, the defense so shook, they don't know if I'ma put up a slow hook or dish off a no look.
Yeah.
To draw the lane would be dumb, no, cause I send it back at you, then give you the finger like a tumble. Shorty, over the summer, you might have boosted an inch, but as long as Fabulous is playing, get used to the bench. And see, my game consists of a whole lot of moves you would think I learned from the Harlem Globetrotters. JD gon' lead us to a ring. Fab and Bow Wow's the only players that make cheerleaders wanna sing.
Yeah,
put it up. Put it up, put it up, put it up now. Put it up, put it up, put it up now. Put it up, put it up, put it up now.
Were you in the joint the night MJ scored 63 points when the Lakers won titles back to back? Didn't give nobody no kind of slack. When Vince Carter came, stuck his arm in the rim, everybody went crazy in the whole damn gym. Dikembe Mutombo standing tall, playing D with desire. His basketball sing.
Shot of Ready Podcast. Episode
139. Ooh,
139? 139, man. You supported it, man. You know what I'm saying? On the first season, man.
Dude, that's crazy.
And I appreciate you too, Skins.
Oh, man.
Shot of Brandy Podcast. The return of Skinner, Skins League, man. We live, man. What's good with your Skins?
Shit, man. Just blessed, man.
Yeah, 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 man. I appreciate your time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We had to do it again. Ain't that what you said?
right. Nah, man, but how you been, though?
Man, living. You know what I mean? Living life, trying to make the best of a bad situation with this pandemic, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Nah, man, like that shit almost stopped you, though.
It almost did.
You know what I'm saying, man? But we live here, man. Hey, man, the first game was sold out.
Crazy.
That's crazy, Skins.
Young
you know
Bulls, too.
Man, they hooping, bro.
Well, a couple bodies, that's a great start.
Nah, man, but I appreciate you coming back, man, and letting me set up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, anytime, man. Anytime.
Nah, man, but how you been, though, man?
Living, man. I'm good. I can't complain.
Okay, already. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. But catch the listeners up onto what this Skin League is. You know what I'm saying? Like last time you was here.
Last time I was here, man. You know, I think it was like might have been season two.
Yeah.
Season two in Skinners
right.
League. So
right.
as you can see, like the uniforms then got better. The players then got better. And,
exactly.
This last year we had 57 pros. This year we got 45, but we right. would have had more, but you know, with the pandemic. And I had 7 NBA players scheduled to pull up, but it don't matter, man. NBA, overseas, either way, like you just got to come hoop.
Exactly. Nah, man, but then I seen Trey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that was love there.
Trey pulled up last year, and he played.
And he was going to pull up this year.
Oh, for real?
And he was going to pull up this year. Okay.
Nah, man, but I tell people, man, that Trey is really like...
So what, my boy?
Trey is really like the best to come out.
So far, yeah. Man, I don't know if you're going to get no better.
I'm talking about shit of all time.
Oh, facts.
Oh, yeah, that's what facts. I'm... Man, but we was arguing like in the barbershop, man, and they were trying to give it to the young boy, though, man. But he the first All-Star, ain't he?
Bruh. Trey Cole. Like, what can
no,
you
Blake
say?
No, Blake is. Blake is, man. My bad, but...
But Blake's 6'10".
Right, exactly.
It's more impressive. He barely 6 foot.
Exactly. And nigga Trey was one and done.
One and done when everybody said, like, he had to be in college for 3 years. You feel me? And that boy came in. I think Trey done hit 50 balls in the league, right?
Oh, yeah. Off top.
Come on, man.
Off top. You know what I'm saying? Going through the legs, man, and getting pushed.
Making them niggas want to fight.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that is disrespectful, though, but shit, it is what it is. Oh, that's crazy.
Nah, man, but to see it grow from the year one when you was at the old gym, you know what I'm saying? But you were still making it happen, though.
Yeah, man. Man, people fuck with me. You know what I mean?
Right,
what they say,
exactly.
Real recognize real?
Right, exactly.
Shit, people fuck with me, man, and I just... If you care about the quality over the quantity, like I turned down, I had 28 teams try to get in this year.
Mm.
And I turned down 12. Like I could have easily took those 12 and made money, but
right,
I care about the quality. Like if you trash, you can't play here. That's just real, man. You know what I mean? That's real.
Oh, is that how it is?
Yeah,
now?
You know, all these teams is hand selected.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's hand selected. Like
okay.
we do a thorough background on your roster. And if you trash.
So the bench is cold.
Everybody, you know what I mean? And then we got a rule, if you get beat by 30, you get kicked out the league.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so.
If you get beat by 30, you get kicked out?
If you get beat by 30 in Skins League, bro, we kick your ass out and we keep your money.
And that's in the contract?
That's in the contract. That's in the rules.
Oh,
they
I didn't know y'all did it like that.
Like
when y'all
that,
start
bro.
Doing it like that?
Shit, last year. Last year, bro, like we, like, ain't no point for you being here if you getting beat by 30.
Right.
Because you didn't pay your $5 to come see that shit.
Right.
You
exactly.
feel me? They didn't pay their $5 to come see that shit.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Now, okay, yeah. Okay, but from the first year, it was kind of like a street ball type feel.
First year, we had a lot of hoods.
Oh, right. But now it's like, shit, this is like a college feel. You
yeah,
know what
man.
I'm saying? Going to the league type feel.
We got scouts. You know, we got scouts
That's
here. We got,
right.
you know, you get agents asking and stuff.
Damn.
And now I'm starting to get more agents like calling me like, hey, man, I need a 6'6 wingman that can shoot.
Okay,
so I just
right.
posted on like the Skins League page
right.
on Instagram
oh.
and see what happened. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Yeah, this nigga Skinning took... Yeah, you done took this shit over, bro.
Hey, man, I'm trying to. If you ain't growing, then what we doing?
Exactly.
Like this podcast, you know what I mean? It's like this podcast. If you ain't growing, then what we doing?
Man, this shit said if you get beat by 30, you get kicked out. You can't come back.
You gone. When you come back, you got to pay $5. You got to pay $5 to get in, but you ain't playing here. You feel me? That's just
wow.
real.
Wow. Okay, so have your team been winning it?
Nah, my team, man, that's the thing, like.
Because at first they were saying that, I think it's Skins was putting together all-star teams and shit.
Hey, listen, all the dudes that play on my team is my homies.
Oh, bro, okay.
They not like, hey, I'm going to him. Like, these are dudes that they my homies.
Right, okay.
So, shit,
yeah,
if my homies is an all-star team and shit, it is what
oh,
it is.
Oh, hey, man, you got to create your team.
Hey, it ain't on me.
Right.
They could easily go ask them to play.
Right, I'm tired.
Shit. But they say that, but we only won it 1 out of 5 years, so how the hell can you say that? Shit, how that work? Shit.
Okay. Yeah, man, but then the championship, shit, man, you handing out bags, man. What's good, man?
Man, you know I got a, you know, we got a Jesus. Uniform company.
Okay.
And we did all these uniforms.
Okay,
all the uniforms.
Right. And you started that when?
I started that 2 years ago, man.
Okay, 2 years.
I started that 2 years ago, and it's growing.
Yeah, but last year, so you just did, like, all jerseys. You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
like,
see,
like you created a jersey.
I did the jersey for everybody.
Okay.
And then if they want shorts, then I'll create shorts for their team.
Okay, right. Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, this year, you know, last year we gave out a MVP trophy, MVP bags, shirts. Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
The real deal.
Yeah, but you gotta keep it. You gotta keep it, you know, just material stuff. You can't give out money because then you take. We can't have the high school and the college kids.
Oh.
So it's strict. Everything is strictly just freaking merchandise or whatever.
Okay,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Okay, right, right. This is gonna be, man, you smart skins.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, but, yeah, man. But then you got like the high school kids coming in here right now, and they looking at the whole city,
bro.
Trying to get better like them.
Exactly. Like tonight we got Trey Alexander.
Okay, right.
You know what I mean? Number one player in the state.
Best in the state.
Best in the state.
He
number
playing?
Eight.
Are you coming through?
Oh, he playing. 8:30 tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is cracking.
Number 32 player in the nation.
Right.
Five star.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's like, man, and that's like Melo at the Drew League.
Facts.
Type feel.
Facts.
And this is what this is for Oklahoma.
And we,
but we got
the
best
in
the
Drew. Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had a couple dudes, man. What happened was, and I'll be straight up.
Okay.
So the first Skins League, our logo looked pretty close to theirs and shit, right?
Okay.
So the dude from the Drew, he called me. And he like, hey man, I love what you're doing down there. He's like, but I'm gonna need you to switch that logo up because it's too close to us. I say, facts. So shit, we switched it up.
Okay, yeah.
And then ever since
out
then.
Out of respect.
Out of respect, you know
okay.
what I mean? Like, and then after that, like, he'll hit me up. He'll like, hey, I got my eye on you, Skin. You feel me? I got my eye on you.
That's what I'm saying. And like, you putting on for the whole state.
Hey, that's.
You know what I'm saying? And they can come grab some players to play in their shit.
Come
like
get
this.
It. You
what?
Feel me? Like, nigga, we got people coming from Texas. We got people coming from Kansas.
Mm.
Like, we got people coming from everywhere. Like, I done had people tell me, like, this the best league in the Midwest, not just Oklahoma.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Because of the competition that comes through.
Because of the competition, exactly.
Exactly. Nah, man, but I tell people, man, that Oklahoma, they produce some of the coldest ballers.
Hey, they sleep. They sleep.
Man,
they
come
sleep.
On, man.
They
you
sleep.
Know what I'm saying? Then we creep in the lead, and like, we got four in the lead right now.
Four all-stars in the league.
Right.
Four all-stars. And then people say whatever they say about Oklahoma. I hate it. But then 5-10 years later, they still here. Nigga, if you hate it so bad, why you still here?
Right. And why you in the Skin League?
Facts.
You
right.
know what I'm saying, nigga?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, it is what it is.
Okay, shit. Like, you gonna take it to the little kids?
Man.
Because this is the brand now, Skin. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't just a league. Like, this is a brand. You know
it's
what
exactly
I'm
what it is. It's exactly what a brand.
Right.
Man, I wanted to try the women. I tried the women, man, but
okay,
they just don't want to. Man, it's like you got to select few. And then everybody else, I'm all about the competition.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I could easily go get 10 to 12 women's teams and just throw a league, but I want the quality.
Right, exactly.
So the kids might be next, you know what I mean?
You know. Right. You know. And it's all type of little training shit, man, that you
man.
Can do with them and all type of just off the brand and what you produce back there, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
Know what I'm saying? Like, you produce the best.
That's the goal. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't gonna never ever put no limits on myself.
Okay,
you know what I mean? I don't put no limits on what I can do.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, when we started this, people was telling me I couldn't do this.
Mm.
Now look at, we 5 years later.
Right.
Opening night, man, we got, you know what I mean? It's crazy, all this race shit that's going on, you look back there, what you see? Every kind of race in this motherfucker.
Right.
You feel me?
Exactly.
So,
and then you got the Edmund over here that's coming through.
Facts.
And trying to get all the little, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Pick up on all the little new moves and shit like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
okay. Right.
It's
right.
a beautiful thing.
Then you got Jones, man. He came from overseas, man. Shit, he grinded.
Doing his thing.
You know what I'm saying? But he started in the Skins League.
Facts, he did.
You know what I'm saying? And then he grinded all the way up until overseas, and now he getting a bag.
And now he back. And now he back. You feel me? And now he back.
Right.
But shit, like, bro, it's a lot of talent, man. A lot of talent in here. I'm talking.
Yeah, man. So how's Tabo?
Bro, you see him?
I'm
That's
top,
my brother,
That's
man.
That's what I'm saying.
Love him
Still
to death.
Strong.
You see him? That's why I tell him, ain't nothing wrong with his brain.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with his brain. Like, my nigga's still over there. You go over there, he gonna talk shit to you 100 miles an hour about LeBron James. You feel me? He gonna sit over there and watch. Ain't nothing changed. Just his body. His brain's still the same.
Right. Off top. And he's showing everybody, shit, how strong it is and how strong man that you can be.
Bro, all this shit started from Tombo.
Right.
All this shit started from him because remember I threw his first tournament. That's what really just got it started.
Right.
I mean, that's my brother for life.
So is that what motivated you to go further with it?
Yeah, man.
Because you started with a tournament.
Started with Tombo's tournament, man, and then
at Southeast.
Bruh. And then the damn the reception.
And everybody was still coming to the Southeast.
Exactly.
Though. That's what I'm saying. A skinny nigga like, everybody gonna come fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like if you on the South Side, shit, if you on the North Side, now you in Edmond, but shit is packed out.
Everybody here.
Come on, bro.
And you know what's crazy about all of those places that I was at? I would still be there. Cause I'm such a loyal nigga. I would still be there, bro. But they all start.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, Tombo's tournament started out with, hey, bro, just pay for the insurance, which is $300, and then y'all got the gym. It's a benefit for a dude who helped y'all get three state titles.
Exactly. Or two.
And then the next year, it was $900. Then the year after that, it was $1,500. Like, bro, this is a damn charity.
Right.
You feel me?
Exactly.
And then same way with Woodson, same shit. You know, everybody just want to.
Yeah, it got bigger on them. They like, now.
Yeah.
Now I need to profit off of it.
Bro, Woodson try to tell me that if I want to have the league there, not only is they going to tax me more, but they going to change the name to Woodson League. Nigga, what?
Off everything that you didn't build.
Off everything I didn't build. You want Wood, I don't even know a nigga named Woodson. You feel me? And you want me to, man, come on, bro. Right.
Not, yeah, man, but you can't stop God, though. You know what I'm saying?
Can't stop the higher power.
Right.
Yeah, you can't stop him.
Out top. Okay, yeah, man. Then you got the fam over there, you know what I'm saying? Like holding it down at
always.
The door, at the clock, you know what I'm saying, man? Like you blessed, man.
They riders, man.
That's what I'm
they
saying.
They riders. Hey, they just as responsible for this as I am.
Right. The whole team.
The whole team. And you know, that's part of the reason why Skinsley, that's 80% of it is part of them. You know what I mean? And everybody be like, man, why don't you make Skins League longer? Why you do Winter League, man? Like, man, you think my fam want to be in this gym with all these sweaty-ass Negroes and shit all the time? In the summertime, oh, they want to be home with their feet kicked up. You feel me? Shit.
Right. I thought. So are you still hooping, though, Skin?
Nah, bro. Usually I picked up the weights.
You retired?
Fucking can't move when you're 250 pounds.
Yeah, but you stocky, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't no fat 200 pounds.
No, no, no. I take pride in that. I lift a lot, but shit.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, you see these young niggas, how quick they is? You finna have me tearing no hamstrings out there, my nigga.
I'm talking about they quick off the dribble,
quick,
bro.
I
ain't never seen a game like this before, bro. It's so quick. It's like, oh, my.
And if you slipping, niggas rise up on you real quick.
Bro, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
And you wouldn't even think it.
Bro, you ain't never finna see a skin on a poster, nigga.
So you coaching your team?
Yeah. I coach, you know what I mean? Okay, I still, all the homies and shit, I still coach.
Right.
Shit.
So is Gabo still on your team?
In Skins League, no, Gabo play with his own team in Skins League, but when we travel,
we
go to like Texas and all those places, you know, it's all me, Gabo, X, Chauncey, Omega.
How's that competition?
Tyrus. Oh, man, it's great competition, but you know what? You said it before. You say niggas don't know about the O. They know. They know.
Oh, y'all niggas be going to
they know.
Catching bodies.
They know. They know.
Off top, you know what I'm saying? Because we got the best high school, like it seemed like, what, you know what I'm saying? Like they got their shit like in, man, in Chicago, man, in New York, man. But our high school ball is real, though.
Hey, we get it. You know what I mean? And we not even as big as them. You feel
me?
Like,
exactly.
Like now, like, bro, like what? Oklahoma had, what, five of the top 100 players in the nation? That's big,
real?
Nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody must have got boom.
That's that energy in here, though, man.
I love it.
That's
love
what
it.
I'm saying, man. Seems like they're rushing the court.
I want them to. I want them to. You feel me? That's the energy we want.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come back the next week type thing. All summer.
All right. Somebody got it on tape. I'll see it. Somebody got it on there. Shit.
Yeah, man. Then you still hold down the godson, man. He getting big, man.
Bro, that's my boy, man.
I know.
That's my boy. You say
he
like
getting big, bro.
Hey, that's cause hey, 20 push-ups a day. 20 push-ups a day. He gotta get it. You feel me? Hey, he be like, I'm trying to go get muscles like you. I say, shit, let's get it. Shit.
Yeah, man. So he gonna be hooping or football?
He gonna do it all, man.
Okay, yeah, baseball now.
He gonna do it all.
Okay.
He gonna be playing soccer too. Fuck it.
Yo, that's what I be telling him, man. Gonna get that soccer money.
Oh, man. It's there.
I'm saying? Like, it's out there.
It's there. Hey, he gonna do everything, boy.
And we got the team.
Yeah, we do. Like, we do. We do.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh, God.
But Young Ty, man, that's my boy, man. Yeah. That's my dude, man. Young Ty, that's my guy.
Off top. Okay, so the summer, man, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the plan for the Skin League this summer, man?
Got 10, this first week right here, it is.
Oh, right.
Got that's 10 weeks of this. You know, it's gonna, it's only going to get crazier. You know what I mean?
And it was then, sold out the first game. So how do the other teams fans get in here, though? You know what I'm
shit,
saying?
They pack up in here, shit. You see that whole other baseline down there. You better get in there. The funniest shit, bro, is, like, you'll see, like we got a college team. We got a couple college teams this year.
Real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those first two teams was college teams.
Okay.
So, you know, they mamas
that's
and daddies.
That's why they was looking like that fast.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
So, you know, they mamas and shit still think they going to the NBA and shit, right?
Okay, yeah.
But it's so funny when you see these white parents come in, they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, this the real deal.
This the real deal.
Right. Ain't no baby in
nah,
or none of
hell
that.
Nah, right. Hell nah. Hell nah. It'll give them perspective, too. Like, man, maybe my son better make sure he get his degree. You feel me?
Yeah, you can't pay your way in here.
Nah, bro, hell nah. Hell nah, nigga. Fuck your money. We good. We good. Like, you gotta play.
That's what I'm saying, man. Man, Skid, like, man, you like a silent assassin.
Yeah, man, I try to stay out the way.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? Like, you ain't too much, too flashy, too flamboyant. We got the hood on.
Yeah, man.
People don't know that it's actually yo, Lee, you know what I'm saying?
It's me. Yeah, because I blend in.
Right.
You feel me? Like,
exactly.
You see me, man. I ain't out here. I got the shit, but why? You know what I mean? I ain't out here like that, bro. I'm out the way. You feel me?
Exactly. On God.
On God. Yeah.
Man, I think Scanley done brought them out for the young players, man. Hey, then y'all better come down, man. All right.
They'll be out here. They start looking on that tape. They'll be out here. All right, that's what I'm saying. Bro, If they coming out here just to look, or if they coming out here to choose, like, it don't matter. Come.
Exactly.
Because you're going to love the atmosphere.
Exactly. Great atmosphere. You know
great atmosphere. Ain't nobody, ain't no niggas on no bullshit. Like, niggas.
Y'all had no fights ever?
Nah, bro.
Right.
Ever.
Man,
you know, I mean, niggas get their tempers, but you know.
Oh, yeah, it's basketball.
Yeah, but you know, like, we jump in between, they settle that shit, and then after that, you know, we laughing about it.
Right. Oh, God. Okay. Man, so 10 weeks of this. You know what I'm saying? Got the music going, got the concession stand, got. You know what I'm saying? It's cracking, man.
Yeah, man.
It's that type of environment that the city needs. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that
exactly
good basketball, good competition. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the girls is out, man. The sun is out.
That's what you want.
Man.
That's what you want.
That's what we... Okay. So do you ever see yourself going to the street ball?
Nah, man, dude.
Like on the concrete? That's a whole nother ball game, too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. That's, you know, that's my man.
Because college players can't really do it.
Dude, bro.
Yeah.
But, now shout out my man Avery Stevens,
yeah,
man.
Top.
The
Cage,
man.
Lee.
You know what I mean? Avery, he hold it down, so shout out Avery.
I'm
he
top.
Hold it down, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Hey, he's an interesting cat too, man. You gotta get him on here.
Yeah, I got him on here.
Oh, you
know?
Got him? Okay.
Oh, yeah, to talk about that Cage.
Hey, bro, he's an interesting cat. Avery a good dude, though. I've been playing against Avery in college and shit.
Man, I didn't know that he was on the Globe Charters and
yeah,
all that
doing
shit,
all that
bro.
Hey, bro, Avery been doing that fancy shit since I've been knowing him. Doing that crazy ass shit.
Bro, and that's what we produce, and people don't even be knowing it like that.
Yeah,
you know
right. Exactly, bro.
Okay, yeah, man. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, man, you know, it's lots of fun shit here. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, it's just a quick... Just to check out their environment, man, and tell people to come check it out. You know
hey,
what
man,
I mean?
I love that you came down. You sitting over there. I can see that you set up there. Everything is upgraded. You feel
yeah,
me? Like, you growing just like everybody else.
Exactly, man. Because you came and supported it, shit, on the second season. Shit,
that's,
I hit you up, man, and you came through. You know what I'm saying? And you was at the... You was at Manissim, right?
Yeah, I was at Woodson.
Okay, Woodson, right.
Yep.
Then we both grown, you know what I'm saying? But we started it, though.
Exactly.
Man, and that's what I tell people, man. You got to start it and then just keep going. You
exactly.
Know
growth, man, because you was one of the first ones doing this podcast stuff.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And then I'm sure, just like the people was telling me, nah, it ain't going to work. I'm sure they was telling you.
Right.
But now, they like, shit, hey, Maze, let me get on. Like, nah.
I swear
nigga,
to God they is.
That's what
skins.
I'm saying. You didn't want
to
fuck with me when I first started.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? But,
you know,
hey, bro.
They didn't believe the vision and they didn't see it. Then when you started... Because we should have been had a lead like this.
Should have.
Like when I was in high school.
Exactly.
Because we had Epe and Obi and all that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But we was on the concrete.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, nigga, you done brought, like, nigga, this is a second season for these hoopers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they got their high school, their college ball.
Yep.
And this is a whole nother season.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And they getting the exposure, too.
Right,
you
right.
You know, so.
Right.
Nigga said it off me. Man, where was you at? Where was you at 5, 6 years ago? Hell, nigga, I was playing, too. So, shit. What the fuck you mean? Shit, I was looking for the same shit you looking for, you feel me?
Right, right. Nah, man, I appreciate you coming out.
I appreciate you having me, bro.
Man, I'm going to get some footage of the your game and this game, you know what I'm saying? You got all-stars in here.
Oh, yeah, it's going down tonight, bro. It's going down tonight.
Right. Nah, man, I appreciate it,
I appreciate
man.
You, brother.
Already. Shout out Brandy Podcast, man. That's episode 139, The Return of Skins.
Sir.
The Skin League,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. That was cool, man.
Hell, yeah.
You need some help?
Nah, I'm good, man. You do your thing. Yeah, man, you do your thing. I appreciate you. So I got to get a pick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's deep in here, ain't it? It's deep in here. Oh, okay. Get this one.
Proud of you, bro.
Send that to me, bro. I appreciate you, my nigga.
Proud of you, bro.
Appreciate it.
You said you're going
8:30. We'll be here. Yeah, next. What's up, bro? You're a